with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1
News. I'm Chi Abili reporting. A cluster bomb attack on an Islamic State-held village in eastern Syria killed at least 15 people on Wednesday. Russian, Syrian, and U.S.-led coalition aircraft are all known to operate on the village of Dublin. Cluster bombs are designed to spread small bomblets across a wide area, but many fail to explode, endangering civilians long after the fighting has ended. One report says 15 bodies, including of children and women, were recovered in the village. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said a stolen police helicopter fired on the country's Interior Ministry and Supreme Court on Tuesday in what he called a terrorist attack by those seeking to oust him from office. Maduro vowed to catch those behind the attack, which had no reported injuries. Minister of Communications and Information later said the helicopter fired 15 shots at the ministry building and dropped at least 4 grenades at the Supreme Court. Both chambers of Congress are readying legislation to bar Americans from traveling to North Korea after the death of a U.S. citizen held by Pyongyang and amid the continued detention of 3 others. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker said Wednesday, "There's no question we shouldn't have people on a willy-nilly basis going to North Korea." The perils of travel to North Korea were highlighted earlier this month by the death of 22-year-old American student Otto Warmbier. He was imprisoned in the country for allegedly stealing a poster and then was returned to the United States in a coma with fatal brain damage. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria appears to have heeded a U.S. warning to not to use chemical weapons. Mattis noted there had not been a new chemical attack in Syria since the White House issued a warning earlier this week. Mattis made the comments to the press traveling with him in Europe ahead of a ministerial NATO meeting in Brussels. He started his day in Germany, where he met with his German counterpart and has some pointed comments aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The two defense leaders held a ceremony commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe after World War II. During his remarks, Mattis also called out Russian President Vladimir Putin for causing what he called international mischief.
I mentioned a moment ago that discouraged people in need of inspiration, and there are millions of people like that who live today in Russia. Their leader making mischief beyond Russian borders will not restore their fortunes